where entrepreneurs come to grow. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
It's time for your new business journey. The question is, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that most changed the trajectory of your business, and what did it cost you to make that decision? So, Craig Smith.
Ooh, great question. I love the way you started off with this. Me, in my space of live broadcast selling, and what I learned, the lesson I learned was, it doesn't matter what I feel about a product. It's about them. And that lesson was so valuable for me. I get questions all the time. People say, I see some of the strangest things on QVC. Do you believe in all those products? And my honest answer is no, I don't. But it's not about me. It's about serving my customer, serving the audience. And once I made that switch, that was transformative for my career.
It's really interesting that you would bring that up, because as an IP attorney, people will ask me, well, what do you think about my product? And I'll say, well, you know, what's more important is, what do you think about the product? I'll go into a Target, and there's a lot of stuff there that's cool, but I wouldn't buy it.
Yes.
But obviously somebody is, right? And so you shouldn't put too much into my opinion.
Like, there's a lid for every pot. Yeah. Yeah, that's really what it's all about. Yeah. A product is out there for somebody. It just might not be you.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, Chris Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
What decision did you make that changed the trajectory of your business?
It wasn't really something that I made. COVID happened. And I think that training people in person, that I was always geared in, and most trainers, 99% of the trainers, thought that's the only way to train somebody effectively.
Yeah.
And COVID happened, world shut down, you had to figure out ways around that. And so the ability to use multimedia services to train people all over the world and all over, you know, to be their best selves, I think that that was absolutely astounding. So some positives came out of, you know, the new world, the post-COVID world, especially in the fitness world, where people realized they didn't necessarily have to go to a gym and drive a half hour and, you know, shower at the gym and all that, and really think about trying to stay as consistent as possible and be as efficient as possible in that consistent pattern for their health and longevity.
Absolutely. You know, for all of the challenges and the difficulties that we faced during the COVID crisis, mm-hmm. probably a few good things came out of it. Mm-hmm. One of them is this ability to work virtually now, which I don't think we fully experienced in the past. So thank you very much for sharing. Jeff?
Yeah, it's funny because what changed the trajectory of my practice was a woman 40 years ago coming into my office as a young financial planner that thought she had enough money to live. And I had explained to her that she only had 2 years of savings and it would only last 2 years. So now 40 years later, I'm looking at this and I'm talking to clients, and most clients don't even know their situation. And it's a heartbreak. It's really a heartbreak. So what changed this, and I spoke to my wife, and she says, yeah, go ahead. Let's change your practice. Let's create the Wealth Agent Institute and help people be able to retire, not outlive their money in retirement. Explain to them basic financial planning.
I love that, because trying to figure out how much money you have and how much money you'll need,
right,
it's not necessarily easy.
No,
right?
Not at all.
And
not at all.
It's great that you're out there to help. Elizabeth?
I'm glad you're out there to help, because Richard always, like, once a month is like, what are we going to do for retirement? I'm like, oh, we have no idea. Anyway,
just keep working.
That's just keep working. Plan. Just
that's
keep
how it is, by the way. At least you have a plan. Yeah.
We got a guy in the room who can help you out, by the way.
I know.
Yep, and I can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So for me,
I was talking about Chris, by the way.
To work out.
Well, I need his help too. Yeah. I need a lot of help, let's just say.
You lined up a great show today.
Yeah. We all do.
We'll all be better for it.
I think for me, I wanted to say getting into AI, but it really started with the whole podcasting world. I mean, I was into AI before podcasting, but podcasters use AI like people eat bread and butter. Like, that it is part of podcasting. And so that got me deeper and deeper into AI. And now I've kind of pivoted from podcasting to AI consulting for marketing, like how to make your business more visible online to the AI answer engines, which I've been doing for Gearhart Law, like heavy duty for the last 2 years. And our formula has worked. Of course, this show helps a lot more than you would think. Being on a radio show on a big name like iHeart, the answer engines love that, Richard.
I know.
Anyway, so I think that whole...
You've told me about that once a month, too.
Well, we have a lot of people asking us why we're doing it, but we know why we're doing it. But I think that kind of mind shift to yeah, let's go to the broader AI and help people with their marketing with AI. Let's take it outside of the Gearhart Law boundaries and try to help other small businesses, not other law firms, though, because that would be a conflict of interest. But other small businesses get to be the answer on ChatGPT and Claude. And
well, for my transformational, I changed my personal schedule. So I used to get up at like 7 or 8. Now I get up at 5:30 a.m. I have uninterrupted time to concentrate on things that I need to concentrate on. Get my workout in. It's made a huge difference in my, you know, productivity. And, of course, it also means I go to bed at 8:30, which means I miss all the fun. So I'm more productive but have less fun. So
not
that's
the
trade.
Fun.
If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.
Learn more at PassageToProfitShow.com.